everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend, Chris, we're here, we're doing life together, and as always, we're so glad that you've joined us.
That is exactly right. Happy Mother's Day, Dr. Linda.
Thank you.
You've got a couple of children of your own, Matthew and Katie. Let me ask you this. What surprises do you think Dr. Norm has in store for you this weekend? Or does he even do anything for Mother's Day?
Of course he does something. We wouldn't be married this long if he didn't.
That's right, exactly.
He's really great about this. We really have a special place in our hearts for moms. Mm-hmm. And he usually takes us all out to either a special restaurant, but lately he's been cooking at home. And I don't know if you know this about Norm, but he really is a gourmet cook.
He is.
I'm telling you, like, he gets out the Bobby Flay and the Guy Fieri. I mean, he can cook, and especially during grilling season, he is really good. So it's almost more of a treat when he cooks and does that at home.
Well, I've got my calendar out. Which day should we come over for dinner then?
That's right.
Well, you had mentioned that you said you and Dr. Norm have a special place in your hearts for this holiday. What is that?
Well, I know I've told this story before, but for maybe the people who haven't heard it, we went through 7 years of infertility, and we were in that category of undefined infertility. Wow. And so it was very difficult, and it was very difficult on Mother's Day. And I don't know how many churches really think about the fact that there's a lot of women in the church who either are single and want to be married, want to have kids, or have had difficulty having children, or even the fact that there are a lot of people in the church that have lost their moms, and this is a difficult day. Mm-hmm. So we really need to think more about how difficult it is for some women coming in those doors.
That's one thing we don't think about a lot, like you said, is all the women in church who aren't mothers. And the focus on Mother's Day always seems to be on, you know, who has the most children, who has the oldest or the youngest child with you today, or who's the oldest mom, who's the youngest mom. And you're right, it can be very difficult for women who don't have children.
So if you're listening and you want to be a mom and it hasn't happened for you, just pour out your heart to God, because he can handle it. And that was my saving grace, Chris, was going to the Lord with my disappointment and the grief that I was feeling. And he'll help you. So just want to say a little prayer for all of those who are listening. Lord, I pray that you will help each woman listening right now to be an overcomer on Mother's Day, no matter the circumstances. And I do pray for those who have lost their moms and will feel great sadness on this day. May you comfort them as well. So while we want to acknowledge the difficulty of the day for some women and families, and Chris, I'm one of those women who've lost my mom, and it's a little bit of a sad day for me, but I'm also a mom. So we want to celebrate moms as well, the moms that are here, and it's really important to tell them while they're still alive how important they are to you.
We have some messages for mom today, and for this program, Dr. Linda, what do you have in mind?
Well, we did think about, if you had to give a message to your mom, what would you want to say? Maybe it's something you've never said to her, or maybe it's just something that would be really important to say.
We do have some messages for mom as we hit the street and asked several people, what message for mom would they send?
Dear Mom, thank you for teaching me to be an independent woman who not only loves God, but can love others and be the best version of yourself.
I love that. But I have to say that I think I recognize that voice.
You think she sounds familiar?
I think that's my daughter. I don't know the social media person who got that, but it sounds an awful lot like my daughter. So I'm just going to take that as it was.
Right.
And I love the fact that she talked about helping her become an independent woman and loving God.
Is that a good way to honor your mom, is to tell her how much of a godly example she was?
Oh, I think that would be the best thing that any mom could hear, is that if she's modeling for her daughter what it is to be a woman, but especially to be a woman of God, that would be awesome.
Here's another one.
Dear Mom, happy Mother's Day. Just want to thank you for all the hard work you put into me through the years, teaching me about what it means to be respectful, work hard, and do a good job at no matter what I do. I love you very much, and I hope to see you soon.
I love the fact that I hear in that one the unconditional love of a mom.
Right.
Isn't that a great message that for a man to send to his mother, that unconditional love? That's something we all want from our moms.
Seems like mom is the best one to provide that as well.
It's easier sometimes for moms, maybe the nurturing side of them, but it's a great message. So if you want to give something to your children, that unconditional love is very important. So, Chris, our producer came up with a list of ideas for a message for mom, just in case we needed a little bit more help thinking about that.
That's right. Our producer, Dr. Norm, came up with some ideas. And, of course, I need as much help as possible when it comes to this type
of thing. Are we talking about just this or in general?
In general, that's right.
We tease you too much.
Well, give me an example.
Okay, how about this one? It's a little cheesy, but this is one he found. Mothers are like buttons they hold everything together.
they do hold things together. A lot like this, moms are also the glue of the family. A great example is my mom. She ran the schedule of the house and made sure we all always had what we needed each day, just simply held things together.
So moms do that. They really are kind of the glue of the family, and they are the hub sort of the household.
You know, one of our listeners feels the same way about her mom.
Dear Mom, I'm so proud of you for the way that you were able to handle and be strong during Evan's transplant, and such an encouragement to all of us. Love you.
Wow, that sounds like a tough situation. A brother that had a transplant and the mom was really strong during that. That sounds very important.
That's a typical mom, too, to step up when things are rough. She seems like she always comes forward with a clear head.
Yeah, and so what a great thing to say about your mom. Here's another message idea that sounds a little bit more like you. So here's the message. A good mother lets her kids lick the mixer beaters.
Right.
But a great mom turns off the mixer first.
Thank you, Mom.
That's a good one for you.
That's right. I can definitely relate. Only a mother can communicate love without saying a word. How true is that? And here's how one of our listeners put it.
Dear Mom, I really appreciate that you've always been supportive and available to me. I had a really bad day last fall, and I remember that you came over and you brought me Chinese food, and you hugged me while I cried for 10 minutes, and then you left because you knew I was really busy. And that meant so much to me, and I just want you to know that I love you.
Wow, that's great.
See, that's so true. If my mother were to bring me something as far as comfort food goes, she would bring a can of Vienna sausages right away.
Are you serious?
Oh, definitely.
You like Vienna sausages?
Love Vienna sausages, right. How do you think I keep this figure? You know,
we're on radio. They can't see
that
figure.
Good point. But let me ask you this. Moms are always so intuitive about their children's needs.
Well, you know, we got to be careful about that, because there's a lot of people who are listening who are thinking, my mom did struggle in that area, and I don't really have that complete loving feeling that a lot of people are expressing today. And it is difficult when you're dealing with a mom who has a lot of her own life issues that she really couldn't meet your needs as a child. You know, Chris, I work with a lot of people where their moms might have had mental illness, or they may have struggled with substance abuse or something that kept them from being what we might consider to be the best mom ever. But every mom tries their best, and they desire and they intend to meet their children's needs. Because we're really wired to take care of our kids. So we want to protect them. We want to do your best. So think about something good that you can really focus on for your mom if you had a difficult mom. Maybe the thing to message is moms give the best of their life, their time, their care, and their love. And maybe you can think about the fact that your mom gave you life, and that's a really important thing.
Well, here's one more listener's message for mom just before we go to the break. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show, Mother's Day Show. And have you communicated with your mom yet?
Dear Mom, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for loving me and supporting me through everything. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, the other day I was cut off the road by a driver. Now, everything in me wanted to yell, "Hey, watch out!" But I restrained myself, knowing that yelling at the driver would not do much good. And really, it wasn't the best way to deal with my anger. We know anger easily rises up in most of us. And while anger is a natural emotion, we need to deal with it the right way. So it's not wrong to be angry, but how you deal with your anger is what counts. The Bible tells us, be angry, but do not sin. So what is the biblical way to handle anger? This is a question I answer in my short and easy book to read, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness. This small book has sold over 130,000 copies. It's because of how practical and helpful it is to everyday living. So if you want to be angry but not sin, practice what Scripture teaches us. Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness is available on my website, drlindamental.com. That's drlindamental.com, and also available online where books are sold.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Dear Mom, I'm serving today at the Salvation Army. You showed me how to be humble and how to love other people, and I appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show and our special tribute to all the moms this weekend. And remember, you can always check out Dr. Linda's blogs on her website, drlindamental.com, and also follow her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
So, Chris, any ideas about how Mother's Day got started?
Incidentally, I do know how Mother's Day got started because I'm a big history buff.
I bet you don't know everything about this. Do you actually know who it was who celebrated the first Mother's Day in 1908?
Maybe.
Really? This was not a name I had ever heard of. Anna Jarvis?
Yes, I did know that.
You
yes.
did know that?
Well, see, I'm from West Virginia.
Well, there's a West Virginia connection.
That's
on
right.
this name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when Anna Jarvis held a memorial to her mom at St. Andrew's Church in Grafton. West Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know where that is probably, too.
I do, yes.
Yeah. So her campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday began 3 years earlier, though, when her mom died. Mm. Anna Jarvis had been a peace activist who cared right. a whole lot for wounded soldiers during the American Civil War. She created Mother's Day work clubs to address public health issues after the war.
That's right. And I do know this, that Congress rejected a proposal to make the day an official holiday in 1908. However, because Anna Jarvis and her continued efforts, by 1911, all U.S. states observed the holiday, making it an official state holiday for some states.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designated that Mother's Day will be held on the second Sunday in May as a national holiday to honor mothers. And you can still go to the Mother's Day Chapel in Grafton, West Virginia, that sort of commemorates, hey, this is where Mother's Day started.
I'd have to find Grafton, Virginia first. West Virginia? Is it like near the Capitol?
No, it's sort of in the middle north part of the state.
It's
sort of out there, yeah.
And that was a great idea, and I'm glad it took hold because we're talking about it today. So we're going to shift our focus a little bit here. What did you get Sharon for Mother's Day this year?
I can't tell you.
It's true.
We've had this discussion before about how I like to delve into some art.
Oh, it's a hint.
It'll have a little bit of an artsy feel.
Okay. All right. And we don't want to spoil it.
Right.
We don't want to spoil the gift for her.
I've not given it to her yet.
Okay. So here's what we found. We found a list of, they talked to 400 moms,
mm-hmm.
And they asked them what the worst Mother's Day gifts were that they've ever received. Are you ready?
I can only imagine.
This one is horrible. This first one, a dirty diaper on my son that read, Happy Mother's Day.
How terrible is that?
Here's one's kitchen spoons.
Right, yeah, don't do that.
An electric can opener.
No, don't do that either.
Pots and pans. There's a theme here, and
right.
cleaning supplies.
See, that's so wrong.
I know.
And there's more, too. A flashlight.
Oh.
A blender.
A lot of kitchen stuff.
Yeah. So, Mom, stay. You know, it's almost as if they're saying, cook me dinner, Mom.
Yeah.
You know?
And here's all the equipment you
right,
need to
exactly.
do it. Yes.
Here we go. Pajamas that don't fit.
Oh.
A measuring tape. A bowling ball.
A bowling ball.
See, now,
if you're a bowler,
right. Hey,
that
Mom,
could be a good
bowling.
Gift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A candle.
Well, I don't. Candles are kind of nice. You don't like if they're
scented
a really
candle.
Nice candle.
Scented candle.
Scented
right.
candle. Mm-hmm. Aromatherapy. Here we go.
Right. Then one more, an iron.
Yeah, no. Mm, yeah. No, but here's the thing. Here's the number one worst gift. Can you guess?
No.
Getting her nothing.
Oh.
And being forgotten on Mother's Day. You don't want to do that.
No, definitely. How could you?
That would be bad.
Right.
And there are moms that are very hurt when they don't get anything or their children don't recognize.
Right.
So don't be one of those people.
Those same 400 moms were also asked about the type of gift that they would most want.
Okay, so good.
Homemade presents from their kids. Bingo.
Yeah.
Artsy stuff like what I make. Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
A day at the spa, of course.
Absolutely. Bingo on that one for me.
Now, not kitchen supplies, but gardening supplies.
Okay.
Get her something she would actually enjoy working with. Gift cards. And then moms also said, I'll take anything as long as they put some thought into it. Can't you hear a mom saying that, too?
You know, my kids have given me handmade cards, and mm-hmm. I actually have a box. My kids are millennials now, but I have a box, and I've saved all of those handmade cards with all those handmade things that they've written in them over the years. Every once in a while, I'll get the card box out, and I'll start reading some of those, and they really touch my heart. So handmade gifts are real big. Here's a few more ideas about free gifts. So if you're struggling with money mm-hmm. and you want to think of something free to give your mom, how about a day off from housework? How about that one? That mom or dad and the kids could do the cleaning, cooking, and laundry for a day. That'd be good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think that would really make a mom feel good.
Well, coming from the dad's perspective. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, it's good. That would be a good gift. And then right. Hugs and kisses
definitely.
Are always huge. Mm-hmm. Time to herself. So, again, giving her a little time to maybe go off. Mm-hmm. Maybe even some really quality time with the kids where right. you're doing other things that she normally has to do mm-hmm. as the dad. And then a day to sleep in.
Oh, we know
that could be big.
Especially with young kids.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Because, you know, the kids are up at 5 in the morning and they don't go to bed till midnight. So mom needs some sleep for sure.
You could even bring breakfast. And when she finally wakes up, bring breakfast into bed. Right. And that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Right. That is a good idea. And I think I'll talk to our girls about using a few of those, a couple. Okay. One last list, I should say. These are the funniest gift requests from our 400 moms.
That they, you mean they wanted these things? Is that what you're telling me?
These are just the goofiest and funniest.
Oh, they're just, okay. Yeah, just okay. That they got.
Vitamins.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine opening up your gift right. and there are vitamins in there?
This is the best ever. Windshield washer fluid.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's big, and you could put a bow on it, I guess, right?
So, right. And wrinkle cream.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
That would not be good. That would not be good.
Right.
So here's a – sort of they took all these ideas, and they put them all together, and they wanted to create the all-time, ultimate Mother's Day gift. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's – you might want to take some notes. Because I'm going to read you what a great day would be for a mom. So after sleeping in and getting breakfast in bed, a relaxing couple of hours at the spa, coming home to a clean house, and then a family dinner out, followed by relaxing time at home with the kids who are at their very best behavior, a homemade gift card, hugs and kisses to top it all off, and then a gift from the husband to say he appreciates you as the mother of his children and all the hard work they do. Now, I would add go to church in there as well,
because right, yeah.
I think that's a good way to start the day.
That is a tall order. And I would say that most dads and fathers would sit around and say, hey, we don't do any of that all year long. How are we supposed to pull any of that off? Well,
take
you
a
know
list.
What?
Make a list. Right. Start working on it now. Yeah.
You need to download this program and listen to that
go.
List again.
Take notes.
Right. And dare I use this word, man up, be the husband. And give this opportunity to your wife. And
even a few of these things.
Right.
Even if you did a few of these things, it mm-hmm. would really go a long way.
I'm not so sure I can manage that, so I'm speaking to myself there as well. But stay tuned. When we return, would you please help us see our mom through God's eyes, Dr. Linda? I think that's big. More in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Dear Mom, thank you for being a wonderful example of Christ and the best friend in my life.
Threats of war, racial tension, divorce, natural disasters. If you are like me, sometimes I just have to turn off the news and remind myself that there is actually good in our world. It's so easy to listen to all the bad news and become worried. Worried about the future, about the Middle East, crime, finances, health, family problems, and, you know, so it goes. But Scripture tells us to take those worried thoughts captive, to be anxious about nothing. That is one of the reasons I wrote Letting Go of Worry. I didn't want worry to grip so many of us and cause us to lose our peace. So the next time you hear bad news, remind yourself to take those anxious thoughts captive. If you need help doing so, Letting Go of Worry is a good resource and will walk you through the steps to living in peace and contentment.
Letting Go of Worry by Dr. Linda Mental, available on her website, drlindamental.com, and online.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence. The confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com. And available online where books are sold.
Dear Mom, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've given me in my life and for supporting me throughout school and throughout everything that I've chosen to do with my career in the law, and for working so hard as a nurse for 30 years and showing me what true grace and mercy means.
Dear Mom, thank you so much for giving me every opportunity I've had in life. Thank you for being the greatest support I've ever had. And you inspire me every single day with how strong you are. Keep going on without Dad. It's amazing to me. You're a real inspiration.
Well, this is our special Mother's Day show here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show. So far, we've learned about this today. We've heard from our listeners about what message they'd like us to pass along to their mom this weekend. We've even listened to a list of great, or maybe even not so great, gift ideas.
But Chris, I haven't given you a chance at all to say, what message would you want to give your mom on this Mother's Day weekend?
Mom, thank you for being, like we've mentioned already in the show, the spiritual glue in our family, especially when we were younger. My dad worked out of town, and so I would say, Mom, thank you for, when we were young, allowing us to have those formative years in the Word and in church.
That's great. And, you know, my mom died a few years ago, but I still think of her on this day. And I appreciate so many of the things that she gave me. You know, a lot of times what we tend to do is focus on the negative things sometimes with our parents.
Right.
And we don't focus on the positives. But it's interesting because my daughter said I was teaching her how to be an independent woman. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my mom really taught me how to be an independent woman. She worked my whole life, and she was always there for us as kids as well. Both of my parents went to everything that we did.
Right.
Were completely supported, validated us. And I saw my mom be a very strong woman through cancer, through the death of my brother, through a number of things in her life. And she was really quite bright, and really was the type of person I could have a much more intellectual conversation with. So she gave me a lot, and it's really nice that we can recognize that. Hopefully we say it to them when they're alive, and we
right.
let them know. I did tell my mom that when she was alive.
Here's a question for you. As you helped Katie grow up, did you see yourself doing with her what your mom did with you?
I noticed it at times. Now, you really focus on that because there are certain things that your mom or dad did that you don't want to repeat sometimes
right.
in every family. And my parents were great. And I came from a Christian home, so I don't have a lot of beefs about all of that.
Right.
But you do notice, you know, it's that same thing sometimes when you're saying something, you go, oh, wow, that sounds just like my mom
right.
or something she would tell me.
Yeah, and you made a good point a minute ago. How many times has my mom taken me and my sister to the ball field, to the gymnastics mm-hmm. gym? My parents were always there.
Yeah.
And that's such a big thing.
And I worry a little bit about that in terms of how busy parents are today
right.
because that just them showing up and supporting you, not always with words, but that's really important. Well, let's remind everybody of several scriptures that help us think about our moms and to think of our moms in a really good way. I'm thinking, Chris, of Ephesians 6:1-3, where Paul reminds us of two Old Testament passages in both Exodus and Deuteronomy. And these are verses a lot of people know. But it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with a promise."
Mm.
So it's the
right.
one of the Ten Commandments that has a promise, and that promise is so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth.
Well, that's right. Here's two that remind us to listen to our mother's teaching. The first one's from Proverbs 1:8-9. "Listen, my son, to your father's instructions and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." That's an interesting way to put
that.
Yeah,
isn't that? That's very poetic.
Right. Proverbs 6:20 says, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Very much the same. "Bind them always on your heart and fasten them around your neck."
So the same kind of idea
right,
in those
yeah.
two scriptures. And here is another. It's an admonishment to both moms and dads in Proverbs 22:6. "Start children off on the way that they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." I think that's a promise that a lot of parents sometimes hold on to. And of course, one of the most well-known verses, Proverbs 31:25-30, and there's an actual ministry that's based on this scripture. "Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children raise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all."
You know, some of the most beautiful scriptures are about mothers. would say.
I know. Isn't that nice? That's nice.
Right. Let's talk about a mother's love before we close out our time today on the program with a very well-known chapter in the Bible that's often read at weddings, but also describes a mother's love.
Yeah, I like that you're bringing that up because 1 Corinthians 13 is that very famous wedding passage. But if we think about it in terms of a mother's love and we read verses 4 through 7, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, it is not proud, it is not conceited, does not act foolishly, is not selfish, is not easily provoked in anger, keeps no record of wrong, takes no pleasure in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
Moms are a source of honor, goodness, and loveliness.
So when we think of our moms, no matter how good, no matter how difficult, or no matter how challenging the relationship has been, especially this weekend, try thinking about Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praise, think on these things.
Moms are the bearers of the miracle of life.
They are. And Psalm 139:13 says, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb."
And finally, as we go through these scriptures, God is like a mother who comforts and protects.
He is. And Isaiah 66:13 says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you." What a great thought. So whatever the situation is with your mom, good, bad, maybe even indifferent, just know that God is like your mom that you would really want. He's the person who is the person who can comfort you, who will love you unconditionally. And most moms are trying to emulate that. They want to be that person who can be comforting you, the person who can validate you, give you that unconditional love. So let's thank our moms. If you see a mom this Mother's Day, thank her for the incredible job and the difficult job that moms do. Well, that's all the time we have today. Many thanks to our producer and social media director, Norm Mintel, our engineer and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show always a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, enjoy celebrating your mom this weekend. And remember also that we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
Dear Mom, thank you so much for all that you have done for me. You're the best. Thank you so much for just being always there to support me in everything I do.
Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.